blinding the lungs with the focus, running with my eyes closed, finding all men's in the woodwork, icy cold, cold braille, mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the rage?
For this again, you've put all your energy to other ends. Line was drawn right down the middle. Are we friends? Finally, you've given me the upper hand. Spent so long just waiting for this simple thing. Didn't think you'd be one to keep me waiting. You need it all along. Someone to tell you you were wrong. Tell me, isn't it that would guess you off? Feeling like you're lost.
Isn't it what you needed all along? Someone to tell you you were wrong. Tell me. isn't it that what gets you off? Feeling like you're lost.
All right, that was Dark Side by Austin. My friend Haley Cohen suggested it. So I actually have three guests with me today. Zoe Green, Haley Cohen, and Sarah Gruen. How you guys doing?
Hey, Bianca.
Hi, Vonk.
So this is a brunch-themed show. You want to talk about your favorite brunch foods?
Oh, I went to Renee's yesterday, and I got an omelet that had brie in it, which I thought would be really good, but honestly, I'm not sure that they go together.
Brie and omelets?
Yeah.
I love brie. But I feel like brie is something you eat with like a cracker.
It's like sweet. So it's like whether or not you want your omelet to be sweet.
Mm. Why would you ever want your omelet to be sweet? I mean, I'll let you continue before I launch into like my brunch.
There are omelets that are like peanut butter and jelly omelets.
What?
Yeah.
Are you ketchup and omelet person?
Oh, yeah.
Oh no. Yeah.
I was with her at Renee's, and I think the phrase I used was the classic, like, oh, like, want some eggs with that ketchup? Like, what my mom says to my little brother.
Well, my little brother used to eat ketchup with carrots.
Ooh.
So we were a ketchup household, wow. And I have yet to stray from that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Zoe, are you sweet or savory brunch?
As a person.
As a person, I have a sweet tooth, but when I go to brunch, if I'm buying it, I'm gonna want to get something savory because then I can justify it as healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I love my breakfast soups, cereal.
It's not Bianca. Again, I know that we discussed this on a prior episode of Over Easy, but I would like to you to once again justify.
Reconsider.
Why soup is a cereal?
Oh no, I just wanted to bring up conflict. I thought it was funny because I know you really don't think that it's a cereal.
This isn't going to be like the battle I pick in the food as other food categorization.
Oh, then
debate.
Should we talk about?
We're not going to talk about that,
dude. Okay. That conversation came up spontaneously multiple times with people that I haven't yet discussed it with.
This ambiguous question that has not been mentioned is. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
The answer is obviously.
And the answer will not be discussed.
Well, here's a little story. So 2 weeks ago, Jacob, my normal partner who's here, we were talking about it. And this guy was listening and literally walked into the studio and went, you know the definition of a sandwich? It's anything between two pieces of bread. And he said it's all about, it's not content.
Can I change the question?
Yeah.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah. It's under the sandwiches menu.
Not always. Sometimes they have sandwiches and then they have burgers.
Depends on the kind of restaurant. I'm just saying, if
you agree that a hamburger is a sandwich, then it follows more easily that a hot dog is a sandwich. Mm-hmm. If you think that a hamburger is not a sandwich, then you definitely don't think that a hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
This kind of coming back to our brunch discussion brings me to my... brunch. It's not a tirade against brunch.
Soliloquy for sure.
I like breakfast. I like going to dine. I don't even mind saying like let's get breakfast at like 10:30. But like brunch has so many like social like there's a
constructs?
Lot of there's a lot to unpack when it comes to brunch.
Unpack. Do you bring a suitcase to brunch?
I mean, I might as well. It's an emotional suitcase. It's It's an emotional suitcase. Food-wise, at many, like, restaurants, they have brunch, especially, like, in New York or whatever, and it's just, like, not as good as their breakfast food or their lunch food. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, you eat at, like, 11 a.m., and then you're hungry again at 4.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I eat a late dinner anyway, so, like, that's a fine time for me to have, like, a small lunch.
What are you, from Spain? Like, this is not...
Are you from Spain?
I don't know.
I got some
European flair.
Your siesta.
Yeah, exactly.
I just like
we should definitely like integrate that into Tufts culture, a siesta.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be nice.
Like college is the siesta though.
All the time.
Like, yeah. I think brunch is hard for the menu.
I don't know
anxious.
If Tufts is a siesta all the time to be.
Not all the time, but you have the flexibility to take siesta.
As a cushy English major.
As a
cushy English major. I can say that we have lots of siesta time. This is a shout out to all the English majors.
Listening out there.
We're listening out there.
Somewhere in the world.
Well, we have 11 listeners right now, so if there's some fun percentage about English majors, maybe you're one of them.
Statistically not unlikely, given like the Tufts makeup.
Is CompSci the
CompSci now number one, then IR.
Then.
And then I think English is definitely, econ, psych. Mm. Bio,
you know,
I did try out to be a tour guide but did not.
But you've still been your own tour guide.
Oh, I have. That's well, we're not gonna do that on a
blow
platform where people can hear about it.
All right, I think this is a nice transition into a new song. I found this a really cool band. My roommate told me about Tank and the Bangas. Have you heard of them?
No,
that would be a really cool.
They're so cool. Okay,
what do you think that name comes from?
I don't know.
Bangas.
They were probably really creative. Are you feeling like some weird eclectic mix of music or some like soulful, powerful, like kind of speech and music in one?
Why don't you take us on a journey?
Yeah, take us on an emotional roller coaster.
Okay. Emotional bus ride.
Well, here we go. This is called The Brady's by Tank and the Bangas.
That sweet, sweet fade.
Met a funny boy by the name of Tim. Took me to the funny artist, took me on a trip. Gotta get him, always kiss them on the lip. Lip, 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 dip, 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 dip. Got me by the hand, give me lots of flowers. Berries, give me cherries, give me lots of flowers. I'm a groom, I'm a bride, what him's in the hour.
What him's in the hour, what him's in the hour.
Our baby, our baby. I will name her Lady, give her Daisy. She'll be crazy, she'll be like me. Maybe we can live like Brady's. Take me to a place where your family promise that they'll love me. I'm just dying to be mistreated.
nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing. Ooh, I could hit you now. It's quite alright to hit me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
That song was Ivy by Frank Ocean. Okay, so I got my girls here. My girls, I can't believe I just said that. But I have a question for you guys.
Answer.
Shoot.
If you could travel anywhere in the world right now, where would you go and what would you do there?
I would travel to the WMFO radio station to hang out with my girls.
Did you say
my girls? My gang. My girl gang.
WMFO.
I would go to Bali.
Bali? What would you do there? Eat, pray, love?
Was that
somewhere
not,
else?
But I actually, so...
I think, no, that's right. Oh, it was... No,
she did totally go to... She went to Bali.
She definitely went to Bali.
Cool. Yeah, no.
That's where she think she did the praying or the loving.
No. I think that's where she did the loving, because she had that hunky guy in the movie with her.
In Bali? I know she did the eating in Italy.
Yeah, she did. Well, that makes sense.
Wait, can I tell you a quick fact?
Yes.
My mom's really good friend named Kirshen was the main actress in that movie, her yoga teacher, and she traveled with her as she did the movie.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
I feel like that's like, that place I was going to say, like, where you can
have a yoga teacher come with you.
I was going to say, I want to be the yoga teacher. Like, get paid and travel. To travel. Yeah, that's
true. I would go to Bali, and I've been doing some, like, I've been listening to some podcasts. There are, like, an increasing number that I've seen, maybe just, like, by chance, of these people who write books who go on silent retreats. Because they like say that it really helps like them think more clearly.
My uncle did that.
Yeah, so like maybe I'd do that.
I would go. For some reason, I have like a weird fascination with the Pacific Northwest. I don't know why. I've never been there before. Yeah, I'm just really Fort into it. Because I don't like sunlight. But so either Pacific Northwest / Alaska.
Oh, Alaska.
I really want to go to Alaska before it
it's cold.
Disappears into Alaska. The sea. That's so sad. Just like Manhattan is going to disappear into the sea.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
Well, like how soon?
Like, I mean,
probably not in our lifetime.
Depends on like who's elected in 2020, but like.
Okay, I actually have a question about things disappearing into the sea that I was thinking about the other day that could inspire some insightful discussion.
Shoot.
So, if things end up being in the sea and now everyone in the world lives on an island of sorts, like a smaller continent.
Like every continent is now smaller.
Yes, and there's and you it's hard you can't travel between them as easily. Let's say. Do you think
why would that be true?
Let's push
okay,
that
all right,
one
all right, okay, cool.
And make an assumption. Because how about you can't use fuel anymore because
okay.
You don't have any more. So
post-apocalyptic.
Because the hypothesis is that every race is kind of just going to blend together as time goes on because, like, more, like, interracial relationships. Wow, how would that be affected by this, like, isolation islands? Because then each island would be, like, its own racial mix, and then it would be more separated and we wouldn't all be one race.
This is a lot of questions.
I think, well... I feel like there are only a few countries in the world that are really ethnically and racially diverse. Like, a lot of, like, you know, like, a lot of countries don't really have the makeup. Yeah, have the makeup that the U.S. does, which I think is why we encounter a lot of the problems that we do, or a lot of the difficulties that we do. But beyond, I mean, I don't really... I'm not well versed in this, but it feels like this feels right to me. So,
is there an anthropology class is like?
Maybe I wanted to be an anthropologist when I grew up.
Because you watched Bones.
Because I took one of those stupid tests.
I watched a lot of Bones, and I was like, I'm gonna be a forensic anthropologist.
Did you guys do this in like sixth grade? They made us take a test about like what career would be best for us.
No,
And they told me I would be a good anthropologist.
I went to a progressive school where they didn't force us into those kind of.
Well, my school forced us, and they told me that I should be a pastor. Which, if you know
really?
Me, is funny because I am not Christian.
Last year, I took a test because I was really unsure what to major in, and they said be a music teacher.
Wow,
and you are.
You are. You are in your extracurriculars. And you're a damn good one.
I was on...
It's okay.
I was on... Oh, we have two music teachers. Wow. I was on Jumbo Jobs because
that,
I'm
that
a...
Web,
shout that out to Jumbo Jobs.
Because I'm a sadist.
JJ?
I got my job on Jumbo Jobs.
You did?
I did.
Whatever. I'm self-hating. Awesome. So I went on Jumbo Jobs and I like put in all the criteria. And like the first thing to come up was the job with the title was child friendly rock star.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Wait. What was?
You
what
can look it up. It's a for like a chill like you know how in like bougie suburbs there's lots of like tot enrichment classes where you like bring your 2 year old to like a place with like bright colors and guitars and they like will be smarter. So this is in like Wellesley because it like classic. So it was in Wellesley and it was a tot place. And they're looking for someone to like come in and like lead the music classes, but like in the style of a child friendly rock star.
So like
which
without the sex.
I'd like to think that I'm a child friendly rock star, but like I don't think I'm qualified to like do the singing.
Can you scratch drum like a guitar?
I actually can. I actually can.
Have you ever played Guitar Hero?
I have played Guitar Hero.
You're basically done. You're ready.
You're ready to go.
I also played guitar for like a number of years.
You did?
Oh yeah. I like know guitar.
You know guitar.
I know
in
guitar.
In the biblical sense?
Yikes. I do not.
How did that even work, Bonk?
I don't know. I just, whenever I hear the word
that's my
no,
clarinet.
I think of that for some reason.
Yeah. Guitar, clarinet.
In other English, news, man.
Bianca has a dirty, dirty mind.
No, just English, too, had a big impact on me in high school. Okay, anyways.
She took a class with Professor Latour. Maybe she's listening right now, but she has a lot of...
Literature?
Latour? No, she has a lot of theories about guitars and...
And fallacies.
Okay, are you ready to turn this around?
Yeah.
All right, so I forget who gave me Lovely Day. Was that Zoe?
Yes.
Zoe.
Yes.
Zoe, Lovely Day by Alt J. It's a cover. You ready for this? Let's go.
Oh, wait. around 4 days. This porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need yours.
Visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash food and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Thank you for that touching PSA, Zoe. It really got to me. Okay, that last song you heard was Crazy Bird by Wild Child, as courtesy of Sarah Gruen.
Thank you.
Oh, also, I just realized I have some neighbors that go by the Gruens. Do you have any family in California?
Probably.
Why are you being so court?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think my parents are probably listening to this because they're very supportive. I don't know. Dad, shoot me a text message if we have any family out in California that we know of.
Oh, shout out to Gabe Cohen.
He's abroad right now.
He's with his high school traveling.
So is my brother. So many brothers so far away.
Shout out to Alex Green. That's your brother's name, right?
Yeah, Alex Green's going to Cuba soon.
Wow. Cuba. Ooh. Is he going to siesta there?
Oh, yeah. No. Probably not, though. Although, I think he's... from what I hear, if you go to Cuba, like, a lot of the stuff, if you're a tourist, you have to do, like, trips or, like, excursions that are planned.
Oh.
Because it's hard to get around. So he's, like, looking for all these excursions.
That's Update. Fun. I do not have any family in California.
Okay, good to know. So
thank you, Dave.
Your relatives do not live down the street from
me. Mom grew in, unfortunately.
Mm.
Unfortunately, yeah. I hear California is a nice place, though.
It is.
I want to go back.
Me too.
I was right near your house.
You were in Santa Cruz.
No, when this past summer. Were I was in Marin County.
You were?
Yeah.
Did you go see Mill Valley?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you weren't right near my house.
Okay,
that was a stretch, Haley.
Well, I have a number of American Airline dollars stored up.
Nice.
Doll hairs stored up. So I will, Haley, we can go on a...
We can go back
to California. We'll go to
the
sweet. We'll go,
no
we'll go from California to the Pacific Northwest, then fly across to Bali.
Sounds good.
Mm.
That sounds like well within my budget.
Who needs a yob when you can have that?
Absolutely. I don't need a yob.
There's a girl from my high school. She's never very nice, but she started like a company. I highly doubt it. This is definitely not her scene. but she like started her. She started a company that's like taking millennials who think they have business ideas to Bali for a week and like doing yoga to. Like, it's a real. I don't know how to explain it. To improve their business
potential.
Does she
have the same
their brain flow.
The woman
from Eat, Pray, Love. Nothing would shock me.
Honestly, Julia Roberts probably has a really good yoga. Like, she's probably really good
at it. What happened to Julia Roberts? Here's a question. Whatever happened to Christina Applegate? Remember her?
Is she the really, like...
She disappeared into the woods.
She was Rachel Green's sister on Friends.
Oh, she was? That's true.
Yes, other than Reese Witherspoon, who, shout out to Big Little Lies for being a wonderful television program.
Quick joke. How does Reese eat her ice cream?
In peace.
With a spoon.
With her spoon.
Oh. That was good.
Boom, boom, boom.
I got it!
She joined the Institute.
No, it's but, too, my humor's too forced.
I disagree. I beg to differ.
Mm. Mm.
All right, what was the rest of the... What was the rest of the Christina Applegate thing?
Oh,
where is she now?
No one knows. Like, I don't know.
Maybe she's taking some time out of the public eye.
She'd have a daughter named Sadie. I Googled her because I had a lot of free time this break, so I just fell into a lot of internet rabbit holes, and that was one of them.
I started watching last night when I was trying to fall asleep. I was watching Carly Kloss travel videos.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's so random.
And how did that make you feel, Zoe?
I didn't know who Carly Kloss was until yesterday.
I saw her in a sushi restaurant once, and it made me feel very inferior.
She was teaching us how to make chia pudding, which is nice. And I think I might... Well, I've actually tried it before, and it was pretty good. But
Zoe's a consummate, you know, like...
Okay.
Like hors d'oeuvre preparer now.
Okay, well, yes.
Chia pudding is a breakfast item.
I have had chia seeds... For many years now,
she's a seasoned chia seed.
Do you soak it in milk and let it kind of expand?
Well, the real models only use almond milk.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. But I had a hippie friend.
Oh, is this the hippie friend?
Who convinced me into thinking that if I put chia seeds in my water bottle, I would be more hydrated.
What?
So,
no.
How does that make sense?
And months, I put chia seeds in my water bottle.
Was this high school or something?
And ate my water. No, this stretched into college.
Wow.
I have a question. How did that work? What was the justification for that chemically? That you would get more H2O or would it be better absorbed? Like,
this was not something I considered.
Did it make your water taste weird?
It made me drink more water because it was crunchy.
Mm. Oh,
I also, I'll have you know, had one of those water bottles, like the Camelback with like the little spoons.
Oh no, did it get stuck in
there? It all got stuck in there.
It definitely like mildewed in there.
Yeah, and then I lost the water bottle.
Quick cue.
Yeah.
Are they flavored? I don't know if
GSEs,
I don't know.
No,
they're pretty, they're like jicama.
So there's a grocery store with kombucha on tap.
What?
Yes.
That sounds so bougie.
It's at Be Fresh. I don't like kombucha, but I have tried it only. It has chia seeds in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And saying that something is like, oh, there's kombucha on tap is, I think, just the worst.
Is it a good store, Be Fresh?
I like it. I think it's pretty good. It would have been a game changer, like, last year, especially when I didn't have, like, any friends with a car, because you can get there easily. But nice. Now I have more friends with cars. So.
That's important. No, transportation on wheels.
Bianca, I have a good joke for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
And then we can play some music if you want.
Yeah.
What did Mary Poppins call a bad-breathed Gandhi?
Oh, man.
Super calloused, fragile mystic plagued with halitosis.
Wow, did that come from your father?
It did come from my father.
I saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, David Gruen. Okay. Let's transition into Alaska by Maggie Rogers.
I want to go there.
Haley brought this one to me. So please do enjoy.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains, and I walked off you, and I walked off an old me. Old me, oh my, I thought it was a dream, so it seemed. Ooh.
to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I ran my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away, but that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away. To run it away, thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states, thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover, thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. To write it away, I'll cry it away.
Don't you cry it, babe.
Right, that last song was by Solange. I know I said it wrong. Cranes in the Sky. And that brief song before it was Ocean Man by Ween. Random song. But apparently Solange is Beyonce's older sister, which is very cool. Mm-hmm. Random question. I saw some fun movies over break. One of them was more intense. Have you guys seen The Room?
Room.
Room.
I'm gonna be so obnoxious and say the book is even better.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I should have read it first.
Thing is, yeah, you can't read the book after the movie. Mm-mm. Because it like gives away the whole plot.
That's true.
It is a good movie though. That little kid is so cute.
So cute.
And she's really talented. The actress.
Is she sweet?
Brie Larson, right?
Larson.
Brie is a sweet cheese.
Would you put her in an omelet?
That might be a little cruel. Wrap her in eggs.
I'm very excited for the eggs that I am about to go have for my lunch. for my breakfast or my lunch, not my brunch, because I don't like brunch.
Well, what would you call it? It's like 11. It'll be like 11.
It'll be like 11. It'll be an early lunch.
Yeah.
In which I eat breakfast food. So breakfast for lunch. Like, you can have breakfast for dinner. I'm having breakfast for
brunch, lunch. Which would be called brunch. Because if you have breakfast for dinner, it's called Brenner. That's How I Met Your Mother.
I don't watch that television.
I love
program.
That. I watched all of that show, all 9 seasons in 2 weeks.
That's
Here's
impressive.
The thing. Yeah, that show was really great for like, until you got to like the last three seasons.
How many seasons?
Because then it's like, it's just like, find her already. Like, yeah. we know all the jokes.
Wasn't
we know
it like
all
very
the
anticlimactic
friends?
Or whatever when they found it?
Yeah, the ending was not good. Mm-mm. The ending was, I would go as far as to bad. Say bad.
It's like Grey's Anatomy. It's time to take Grey's Anatomy out behind the barn and shoot it.
Is this still going?
Like, it's 14 seasons.
Oh my gosh, that needs
like,
to end.
And all the characters have died.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's died except for Meredith Grey because it's Grey's Anatomy. Like, it's it's very. Because I was watching an like a really.
Are
old
they still
rerun.
In it though?
Like two of them.
Okay, the original.
Like or three, characters. Four of the original characters I think are still there. From like the entire cast.
Wow.
And I was watching it's a lot like, of turnover. I was watching TV and there was a rerun from like season 2 and everyone looked like, I mean, they looked, you know, 12 years younger.
Yeah.
And it was like really good back. Like they won Emmys and stuff. Like it was a good program and now it's just kind of a joke. Like it's so
Shonda
bad.
Rhimes, this Shonda, is beneath you.
This is just like
do you think she signed a contract that she had to stay there?
No. I think Shonda
does nothing that is not on her own
Shonda
terms. That's
not,
my impression.
As we know from Shonda's tell-all novel, Shonda does I think Shonda just doesn't know when to say what. Like Shonda doesn't for this in this case, I feel like it's her like this is how she like got her
Yeah, this was her start, her big break.
But like
her
she
finish,
and it's so what's sad is that like I also tried Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, and like I feel like their trajectories were even like shorter than Grey's. Like they kind of went like up and down in like three seasons. Like Scandal was a little insufferable by season 3.
Yeah,
and now like Scandal. Politics think, is Scandal.
Yeah, true.
So I don't watch anymore.
So I
it's
just
a little
watched.
Triggering.
The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, it's so good.
Drama.
Isn't it so good?
It's really good. It's a drama story about O.J. Simpson.
Orenthal James Simpson.
And it's the person that plays Rob Kardashian in it is Ross from Friends.
It's jarring. It is jarring.
What?
Jarring. Jarring.
I reimagined him Shocking. In a new light.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Did O.J. do it?
Exceptional.
Did O.J. do it?
Yeah, everybody knows O.J. did it.
Yeah, O.J.
did it, but it wasn't about that.
I know, we know.
Right, exactly.
You should watch this.
It was about the many, many mistakes that the defense made, leveraging of race politics in the trial, right?
And doubt.
Doubt, reasonable doubt, jury makeup, a whole bunch of factors.
But the whole series, it just kind of made me mad. Like, everything, like, watching the show, just, like, I was like... Yeah.
Poor Marcia Clark.
Yeah.
Poor Marcia Clark.
Marcia.
She became a Scientologist
but I just,
after
like,
that.
Didn't know.
Really?
Oh.
That's what happened.
I know.
Fun story about the OJ case is my roommate was born the day of the Bronco chase down the highway. So her mother was like giving birth to her and watching it on TV.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's
Wait,
crazy.
Which roommate? Caroline? Yep.
My parents told me that they were so glued to the TV to the trial that they would walk with their transistor radios and big headphones. They would like go for walks together, each separately listening to the trial, like on their big antiquated
We
radios.
Haven't had a good one like that in a while. Okay. We need some
a
more
good
we need some good
good crime.
What this town needs is more murder.
So we have a couple minutes left. We have a ritual of playing this one song. You might recognize it. Side Pony.
Oh, yeah. You play it every week, don't you?
It's what we play every week. Okay.
It's a nice song.
I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's a pair and it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. Yes, I'm a soldier. Against everything square and unsightly. I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. Rock a side pony. I rock the side pony. Who doesn't love a side pony?
Telling me we'll be winning. He's picked out a king size.